Thank you, Lord. Just thank you for a day, and thank you for allowing us to be here, Lord. And we pray for those who are not here, Lord. Just traveling mercies on them if they're traveling, or whatever they're going through, Lord. I do know that Stephen's family asked for prayer. I don't know what for, but we lift them up, Lord, just up to you, just to take care of their needs. We pray for Lana and Aiden, and wherever they're at, Lord, just pray that they get closer to you. So, Lord, just speak through me. Don't let me speak for you, Lord. Just we want to hear your word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so from the beginning of chapter 4 in Ephesians, Paul pleads with us to walk worthy of the calling which we were called. So Paul goes on to tell us on how we're not to follow the world, but we're to not be of this world. Right? Paul sees Christians as having two different lives. There's one before knowing and trusting in Jesus. That's the old life. And then there's the other one is after giving your old life up and receiving a new one. You know, that new one which follows Jesus. You know, there's terminology, and sometimes that terminology can trip people up, especially if they don't know it. You know, as far as the world and not of this world. And they're thinking, what are you guys talking about?
You just brought something up. I talked about this morning.
Oh, really?
Steve, you said something, and I just did not understand it because of the terminology. I was like, there's some terminology I just don't understand.
Right, yeah. No, that, exactly. It's sometimes, you know, people make fun of Christians because of the terminology. You know, back in the day, you know, they were talking about, and we'll be doing our communion, and it's like blood and bread, which is his body, and they're like, oh man, they're cannibals. What are they doing over there? They're freaking out. But it's just a terminology. And once we get that down, it's symbolism. You know, terminology has a lot to do with symbolism. It's like putting off your old self and putting on your new self. It's that change. You know, our changing attitude, our thought pattern, changing when we really, truly put our trust in Jesus. Now, Paul's going to go over some of the typical changes that will happen. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Jesse, can you read that?
Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another.
So, how can you tell if a politician is lying? He's moving his lips. So lying, right? That's not a new concept. We all know it's not good to lie. We've been all taught that from little kids when we're trying to steal cookies, right? It's not good to lie.
Get away with stealing cookies?
I got away with stealing my mom's wine.
Hey, don't you
know what you're saying? She left it too low.
Alcoholic at a young age.
It's grape juice. What do you mean?
It's grape. But, yeah. How do I come back from that? going back, it's not good to lie. We all know this.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes we shouldn't. I don't know anybody who likes to be lied to. Do you guys like to be lied to? No. Yeah, you feel deceived. You feel wronged. Now, Paul here is quoting the Old Testament. So, like I said, it's not a new concept. Everybody knows lying is not good. In Ezekiel 8:16, Zechariah 8:16. Max, can you read that?
These are the things you shall do. Speak each man the truth to his neighbor. Give judgment in your gates for truth, justice, and peace.
So this is what God is telling Israel, right? He says, this is what you should do. Now in Proverbs 6:17, Cassia? So this is a list, that is part of a list, a famous list of seven things God hates.
Seven deadly
sins.
Whoa.
Is, but lying tongue made that list, right? Yet Paul, he doesn't use this as the reason why we shouldn't lie. He doesn't say, well, God hates it, so don't lie, right? What he says it's because we're members of one another. You know, we should be working together, not fighting or deceiving each other. It's kind of like if you were hiking, right? And we're in Arizona, so when you're hiking and you suddenly hear a rattlesnake and you feel a very sharp pain in your foot, you're like, ow, right? Ow. And your foot starts swelling up and it's turning black. Right? And your foot looks up at the body and says, oh, I'm fine. It's just a scratch. It's just a little scratch. No big thing, right? And then your eyes look down and they're thinking, I really want to see what's on top of this mountain. Oh, you look fine. Let's just keep going. Right? I've seen worse. You know, both the foot and the eyes, you know, they're ultimately hurting themselves, right? But by doing so, they're tearing down the entire body. Sorry. It's the Sometimes it's okay to ask for help. Sometimes it's okay to get help.
That's what they teach you in the military. Just keep going. If you're hurt, just keep going.
You see, you're not in the military.
But if you're shot, you need medical attention. If you keep going, you're going to die. But you're walking that tightrope, what's between pride and being, you know, just tough. It's okay to be tough. It is. But, you know, there's a slippery slope as far as, no, I could do things on my own power. You know, there is that. But I understand, and I completely understand it's more of a guy thing, typically. Not always, but typically, it's like, no, we could do this, and I've done certain things. Yeah, now you got it. I try to practice what I preach. Sometimes my brain gets in the way. But when we stop walking in the world, we need to stop thinking that we're alone. Because we're not alone. We're here with other people, right? We're here with people we should be helping. They should be helping us. We should be thinking about others, concerning ourselves with others. Lying hurts the liar. Yes.
Is there water in the fridge?
Yes, there is.
Just make sure you grab it.
I'm so glad that question applied to my lesson. So lying hurts the liar. No doubt it hurts. But however, just like the rattlesnake's poison, it will spread and it'll affect the people closest to us. Ephesians, now it would go on to the next things which changing. Ephesians chapter 4, 26 and 27. Jesse?
Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil.
So finally, be angry. Something we could be, it's easy to do, right? It's not a challenge. You know, there's a lot of things. That is. Because there's a lot of things what can make us very angry. Agree? Yes? No? You know, and just like Max said, Paul doesn't want us to be angry or to stay angry, but he knows that from time to time we don't get angry. It's an emotion, right? But when we're angry, we do not sin. We should not go there to sin. We can control anger. Don't think that you can't, because that's a lie. We can control our anger. We do it all the time. You know, like we stub our toe, we're angry, but then we get a phone call and we're all nice when we answer the phone, right? Oh, hi. But we can control anger. Yet, unrighteous things should make us angry. We should get angry over these things. But we don't let that anger control us. You know, we don't have to blow our tops and lose control. You know, there's an old saying, it applies more for marriage, the old saying goes, is don't go to bed angry. You know, Paul sets a time limit for anger. And he doesn't do this so that we bottle up the anger and carry it with us. What he wants us to do is he wants us to control it and to give it up to Jesus, to let it go. So me and Michelle, in the last 2 weeks, well, we had Thanksgiving, but in between there, our fridge broke, just stopped working, which is just a pain. And then you're like, do I buy a new one? Do I fix it?
Wait, what broke?
Our refrigerator. Our refrigerator stopped being cool. Ruining food. So we tried to get it fixed. And then before they fixed it, it started working. And then our furnace went out. Furnace still out. And then yesterday, the delivery guys come with our new fridge, track mud all over the floor, on the carpet. And then the new fridge has a dent in it, right in front. So they have to come back.
And track more mud.
Get in the way, and these guys were. They were nice, but they weren't very careful.
They did in our wall.
What?
Oh,
I sue them.
No.
You obviously need to scream at them and over the phone.
Yeah, and then we get the quote for the furnace, and they want to charge us $5,000 to
the furnace. That's awful. I feel so bad.
And then I went in the haircut place, and I said, I want to look like Max, and this is what I got. Things just get you mad.
Give him more hair. I want more hair.
More hair. Can you do that? Can you glue it on?
It
Thank you.
It's lined up pretty well.
Yeah, it looks very nice.
If I lean like this, it's straight. It's great. No.
Sure, I can line it up a little better next time. I got you. For free.
For free? Boom. But there's times we get mad. Like the guy with Max's hair got messed up, right? He got mad.
Yeah, I didn't finish his haircut, so he had to go back to his mom.
Right. So But you don't lose it. You don't become bitter. You don't let it fester. Sometimes that situation is hard not to let it fester, but we can't let it fester because it doesn't help the situation. That doesn't help the situation. It just keeps hate in the madness around longer than what it should. You know, anger, with anger, if we stay in anger, it's very tempting to sin. The devil loves us to stay in anger because it's easier for him to stake out this little real estate in our life, this little place, and we can't give the devil a place, a little foothold. We need to keep him away. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. Max?
Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is given, that he may have something to give him who has need. Shakespeare?
Right, so it's about change, right? We're talking about changes. We're going from following or not following Jesus to following Jesus, and we're changing from being greedy, from being selfish, taking everything that we can, even if it's not ours. You know, we're stealing. But he's talking about taking whatever we see. But instead, we're to work for what we have. We're supposed to work. And not just work, it says labor, meaning that hard work. We're supposed to work hard.
Hard work pays off.
Right? And it's not just for us. You know, yes, we're providing for our own needs. We need to work hard so that we can be provided for. But it's working hard enough so that we may be able to help others that are in need. Maybe somebody else would cannot work that hard. You know, it's a 180 degree change. Stop looking out for only ourselves, but concern ourselves with others. Right? Because if we just take and take, you know, we're taking away from somebody else. God bless you. Right. And there's in a perfect world, yes. It's hard because then there's, I mean, you could get on all the things, but I feel like there's a lot of people would take advantage. And it's that, it's if everybody would be honest and straightforward, and if they can work, but there's people what aren't, you know, and they clog up the system. You know, it's hard. Yes, I mean, in a perfect world, this should happen. Everybody should be nice to everybody. But then there's those people that will take advantage of it. But, I mean, and I'm not saying that to say, oh, well, then be harsh and don't, I mean, we need to walk smartly and wisely, but we are to give people a chance, right? In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, Cassia?
Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for a necessary edification that it may impart grace to the hearers.
So this world, I don't know if you guys heard anything, but there's some corrupt speech going around. Huh? No, corrupt speech. As far as our hate speech, you guys are so innocent, you probably never heard. School, there, nobody talks bad in school, right? Right? You never watched any movies with said anything, had some foul language or anything.
Oh, like, that's what corrupt means?
There's different versions of corrupt, but yes, there's corrupt as far as There's foul language. There's corrupt as far as not pleasant. He's talking about speech. What? That we're only supposed to speak of words that, you know, influence, or not just influence, but lifting people up, encouraging people.
Well, the words you say affect your own self. Like, if you say negative words all the time, then you're going to be a negative person.
Right, but you affect those around us too.
Yeah. You know. Positive words, then your brain doesn't know what's positive or negative. It just is.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. It's reacting. You know, good or bad. And but the more we're around corrupt speech, our hate speech, if you will, it influences us. You know, it'll either drag us down, you know, or we'll just go in that same direction. You know, some will say, it's just the way people talk. You know, I can't change it. You know, 100% you will not change anything if you go in that same direction. 100% I guarantee you will not change anything if you go in the same direction. The only way to change something is if you go against that direction. You know, we're supposed to use words that lift people up. You know, not words what tear people down or put people down. You know, foul language, it's part of that corrupt speech, and it's a dirty and ugly language. It truly is. If you really think about it, I know people, despite what movies and music tell us, they want that to be the norm, but it should not be the norm. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Jesse?
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
Alright, so we're sealed by the Holy Spirit. We talked about that. The Holy Spirit came in us, and it just means that we're sealed, means that God's mark's on us, and we belong to God. We're His children, right? It helps us navigate through treacherous waters. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Now, to avoid not grieving the Holy Spirit, we need to know what does grieve the Holy Spirit. Right? So what are some of the things that pop in your head what grieves the Holy Spirit?
What
does grieve mean? Grieve. Right. So if the Holy Spirit's grieving, he's upset, right?
Yeah.
So what upsets the Holy Spirit? I could give you a little hint. You guys want a little hint?
I know.
You know?
Unjust anger.
Unjust anger. That is definitely one of them. How about lying?
Gluttony.
Right? Not controlling your anger would be unjust anger. Right?
Pride,
definitely. Giving the devil a place to stay. Right? In our life. Stealing.
Yeah.
Being greedy. Being selfish. Corrupt words. Get where it's going is what we've just talked about.
Yeah.
What's changed in our what should be changing in a Christian's life. You know, rebelling against God grieves the Holy Spirit, upsets the Holy Spirit. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 10. Max, can you read that?
But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit, so he turned himself against them as an enemy, and he fought against them.
So Israel rebelled. And that's talking about continuously rebelling. Because God will give us, he has patience and he will give us time. But the result of them continuously rebelling was that God fought against them. You know, God allowed other nations to defeat them, to imprison them, and to take them away from the promised land. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want God as an enemy. You know, if we want to follow Jesus, we need to put the things of the past away. You know, stop following what the world tells us to do and start listening to the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 4, 31 and 32. Cassia. So we need to put away those things what separate us from other people. You know, all those things, the lying, the anger, the stealing, that separates us from other people. Separates us from our brothers and sisters. Instead, we need to work hard to bring people together. Bringing people together so that they help each other. To help us, or for us to help them. You know, we bring them together with kindness and a tender and forgiving heart. We do this not because that's the reason God will forgive us. We do this because God has already forgiven us. He's already forgiven us. And what we should be doing, we should be showing others the love that God showed us first. Cassia, can you close this in prayer?